USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thanks, but no thanks, is what Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is saying to Israeli officials after the Jewish state reversed course and said that it would allow her to visit her elderly grandmother in the West Bank this Sunday as she'd planned. Now the Michigan Democrat, who's a Muslim, who's been very critical of Israeli policies towards the Palestinians, has tweeted, "Conditions placed on her visit are oppressive, so she's not going to make it." New York's Democratic mayor is pledging all the help needed by the New York City Police Department after 9 police officers commit suicide since the year began.
We are going to do everything conceivable to help officers and to stop this.
Mayor Bill de Blasio there, the 8th and 9th cops to kill themselves, did so this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The biggest U.S. lobbying organization for Israeli policies slamming the Jewish state's prime minister for refusing to allow 2 Muslim U.S. Congress members to visit. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee offering a rare rebuke against keeping Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan from visiting as they were planning to this coming Sunday. The investigation continues into the death of a millionaire convicted sex offender in his jail cell.
The plot thickens in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation as results of the autopsy leak. Reports indicate he had broken bones in his neck, which could suggest he was strangled.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, one expert telling the Washington Post some of Epstein's injuries are more common in homicides than suicides, though that doesn't rule out suicide by hanging. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul continues to recover from surgery to remove part of his lung, the result of being punched in the ribs by a neighbor back in 2017. Now he's speaking out about the hate being directed his way.
2 years after a neighbor attacked him in the yard of his Kentucky home, Senator Rand Paul is still dealing with serious injuries stemming from 6 broken ribs. 2 weeks ago, he had a surgery to remove part of a damaged lung. The Kentucky Republican joins Fox and Friends and says he can't believe some of the nastiness coming his way on social media.
One of the disturbing things, though, is to see that there's still so much hatred out there. We announced that I was having surgery, and thousands of people on Twitter are swarming to wish me that I'd either died or that someone would assault me again. And it's like, I'm perplexed. This is somehow supposed to be a right-wing phenomenon, but I see thousands of people on Twitter, this left-wing mob, wishing that I were dead. And I'm like, who are these people?
I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, Americans spending more at retail stores and restaurants in July.
In recent days, investors have become spooked about the possibility of a coming recession, but during the course of July, consumers did not seem to have any reduced confidence as retail sales rose a healthy 0.7% last month after a 0.3% gain in June, according to the Commerce Department. Its report shows online retailers, grocery stores, clothing retailers, and electronics and appliance stores all reported strong gains. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.